Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Zach from Tacoma is. Zach, are you there?
I'm here.
Zach is ready to attack, Steve.
Zach attack.
So you better get out of here now.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Zach has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Karen.
What is the base for guacamole?
Avocados.
Yes. Which Kentucky city is home to a giant replica of Babe Ruth's baseball bat?
Frankfurt.
No.
Pass.
What disease is the most common one treated by an endocrinologist?
Stomach cancer?
No.
Endometriosis?
No.
Pass.
On a keyboard, the number 5 shares its key with what symbol?
The exclamation point?
No.
Dollar sign?
No.
At.
Frank Sinatra rewrote High Hopes for which president's campaign?
Oh, my goodness. John F. Kennedy.
Yes. What is another name for a prairie wolf?
Prairie wolf. Prairie dog?
No.
Coyote.
Yes. Who starred in The Jerk?
Steve Martin.
Yes. Which planet did Sir William Herschel discover?
Pluto.
No.
Uranus.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct there, Zach.
Okay, a little hard, Taryn.
There were some toughies in there. I feel like everybody's been so soft lately. These questions have been too easy.
What
so
are
now
we
I had to step it up a little bit.
A little hard, a little soft. You never know.
You just don't know.
I mean, there were some perfect tens last week, you know. I had to make things a little tougher.
All right.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
I believe that I am. Let's check with Cal Rowley.
Might as well go win the whole fucking thing.
All right, Cal.
What is the base for guacamole?
Avocado.
Yes. Which Kentucky city is home to a giant replica of Babe Ruth's baseball bat?
Kentucky City. I can't. Louisville?
Yes.
Yeah,
what disease is the most common one treated by an endocrinologist?
Measles.
No.
Syphilis.
No.
Common disease. Acne.
No. On a keyboard, the number 5 shares its key with what symbol?
Can't take my blindfold off.
No.
Pound?
No.
And?
No.
Money?
No. Frank Sinatra rewrote High Hopes for which president's campaign?
Let's go with Kennedy.
Yes. What is another name for a prairie wolf?
Sheepdog.
No.
Prairie wolf. Prairie dog.
No.
PD.
No. Who starred in The Jerk?
Steve Martin.
Yes. Which planet did Sir William Herschel discover?
Mars.
No.
He discovered Uranus.
He did. On which continent were the first blue-green algae found?
It was a Africa.
Yes, Steve. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct you got, and that is a win. 6-5. Wow. Sorry, Zach.
That's all right. I should have gotten Louisville. Happy Tuesday.
Dude,
I know. Once I guessed, I was like, oh, that's a no-brainer.
Louisville Slugger.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Thanks. Oh, percent.
Yeah, the percentage sign.
That one was bugging me for the entire game. Even though I already made my three guesses, I was still trying to figure out what other signs there were.
So many signs. An endocrinologist studies diabetes, or I should say studies and treats diabetes most commonly. You got the percentage one there. Another name for a prairie wolf, our friend Zach knew it's a coyote. Mm. And then nice job on guessing Africa out of the blue, the place that blue-green algae was found for the very first time.
Well, yeah, everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
The Daily Migs Show.
We're really digging the new feature on our Odyssey app that lets you leave us a voice message. And every day when we check them, there are some that are very interesting.
Yes. Somebody wants to talk a little bit about the Mariners. Someone also wants to talk about the Super Bowl. And somebody is reminding me of how creepy I once was.
Once was?
Okay, I still am, but not with this.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Foo Fighters.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Give it a try. We know you're going to love it. Leave us a voice message, and you can do that through the Odyssey app. Steve,
yes.
What is it happening in there today?
This one I'm excited about because we have some fun news to share with everybody.
This is for the Men's Room or the Daily Mix Show. Even Ryan Castle, are any of you guys doing anything for the Mariners? Watch parties or something at a bar? So let me know. Kind of want to watch this game amongst other Mariners fans and not just at home with my family who are extremely bored by baseball. Okay, bye.
Yes. Yes, 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 we are for the first game.
It's all coming together, Steve.
Which will be Saturday, October 4th.
TBD.
Yeah, we don't know the time. That's the funny part. So we are going to be right by the stadiums over at the hall on Occidental. We just met the Gary and the crew over at the hall when we were there for the climb for cystic fibrosis.
Yeah.
An awesome, awesome bar, awesome people. So we're going to be at the hall on Occidental for the Mariners game. We're going to watch the game there. We don't know what time it's going to be, but they've got an outdoor part of their bar. They got the indoors as well. Great food, great drinks, but we're going to be there.
I'm very excited.
This is the strangest party because we don't know what time it's going to be at until I think they say maybe Thursday or Friday we'll know what time the game's going to be.
I mean, I'm just clearing the whole day.
You know what? It could be. Dude, that's the crazy part. It could be at 10 in the morning. It could be at 7 at night.
And that's the same time as the Sounders game on Saturday night.
Yeah. Which I'd imagine. Yeah, I wonder how that works.
I don't know that it does.
Do you think like Major League Baseball is like the sport with the power? Like if they're like, look, you need to change your time. And all other sports are like, yes, yes, Major League Baseball. I will change my time.
When it comes to postseason, probably. I would assume so. Like, they get priority.
Like, is there an agreement? Same with football. Like, what if the game is supposed to happen at 1 in the afternoon? Do the Seahawks change the time of their game? Which I imagine maybe they would.
I think so. I think the stakes are higher, you know? They win.
I feel like all the other sports franchises feel bad for the Mariners, so they're willing to do whatever they can to help them.
Bend over backwards for these guys. We have earned it.
Right. Sounds like we've won a couple titles. Seahawks are like, we won a title. Let the Mariners have this time.
This is our day.
But yes, so we'll be at the hall on Occidental. We don't know what time it's going to be at, but we'll be there. The crazy part is, so we need to watch the games between the Cleveland Guardians and the Detroit Tigers, and their game starts, their first game of the wild card round starts today at 10 a.m.
I'm excited. I might just go straight to a bar after work.
Screw it. Let's blow off our meeting and go. Yeah. I just got to be home in time for a ballet class. That's at like 5 o'clock.
Oh, you can handle that.
I got all the time in the world. All right, let's check out our next voice message. Also, about sports.
All right, a poll for you guys. If you had a pick for the Super Bowl halftime performance, are you going with Taylor Swift,
okay,
Bad Bunny, mm-hmm, or Migs, you know what to do. Cue it. Creed.
Danny, you look so sad.
Yeah. I wonder why, Steve.
I feel like Danny's voting for Taylor Swift, though.
No, he's going for Creed. He's friends with Scott Stapp now. He was in a picture together. Do you have a picture with Taylor Swift?
No, I don't, actually.
Do you have a picture with Bad Bunny?
No, I
do. Do you have a picture with Bugs Bunny?
No, I don't. Actually, yes, I do.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, I do have one of Bugs Bunny.
Oh, wait, they had one more part to their voice message that they wanted to say here. It's right here.
Suck it, Danny.
Okay, there we go.
Wow.
That got aggressive.
That is aggressive. No creed, ever.
All right, I have a question for you guys. Because I saw somebody say, how about Weird Al Yankovic for the Super Bowl party? And I've never been more fired up about an idea.
You think about artists that, you know, unite generations and transcend genres. I feel like Weird Al is that guy.
What if he got the artist that he did the parodies of to join him on stage to do, like Coolio, right? Wasn't Coolio one of them?
Coolio's dead.
Yeah. Okay. What about, like, Nirvana, Kurt Cobain? Maybe he should stop doing parodies of people. They die.
It's bad. It's really bad.
No one actually likes Weird Al either.
Oh, you're
what
crazy.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm serious. Literally everyone, like every person just like has a friend who likes them, but no one actually likes Weird Al, and they get like roped into going to the concert, and that's how he sells out venues.
Danny, you have two friends that like Weird Al, and they're sitting across from you right now.
Oh, don't get it twisted. I think he's trash. There are a lot of Weird Al fans. I think that'd be funny, but what got me thinking about this was then, that's kind of out of the box.
Yeah.
Think about what would you want to see as halftime entertainment that is not music. I'll give you an example. This is what I was thinking. You get the mascots for the two Super Bowl championship teams. You get in cahoots with the WWE. You don't put a wrestler inside there, and they just have a full-on like fight for the halftime entertainment. Or a magic show.
Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised at all.
Would you not watch the mascot for, let's just say, it's like, you know, the Seahawks are taking on, I don't know, the Chiefs. It's crazy talk, but whatever. You got Blitz taking on whoever the mascot is for the Kansas City Chiefs in a full-on like fight.
That'd be fun.
I like your little afterthought there. I'm in with a magic show. Like, have David Blaine.
All the magicians. Copperfield.
Yeah.
Mind Freak.
I was thinking David Blaine just like in a water thing, and he just holds his breath for 15 minutes.
Oh, and then we just see if he dies or not before the game's on. What about like a comics? You could have like Kevin Hart.
Ooh.
That might be hard to pay that attention.
Joel Coy.
Oh, of course, Joel Coy.
Yes.
Cirque du Soleil.
That'd be a good one, too.
Yeah?
I've never been to a Cirque show, so.
Would you rather see Bad Bunny or a Cirque show?
Probably Cirque show.
I'd rather see Bad Bunny.
How about Hamilton?
No,
hard pass. How about Cirque? But, you know, they always pick different music, and it's set to. What if the magician said Scott Stapp, like, he makes him explode or disappear?
Well, they cut him in half.
Forever? Yes. In. All right, let's go.
The Daily Mix Show.
You probably saw that video that has made the viral circuit of a man who suffered a heart attack during a comic show. It's Drew Lynch was the stand-up comedian performing in Spokane.
Yes.
And then this guy ended up having his life saved by other people that were in the crowd.
They're like nurses that showed up, other people as well. It was just like a full community that got together to save this guy's life.
We're going to chat with Drew about this at 7:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You may have seen this video that went viral, and it happened in Spokane, where a man went into cardiac arrest during comedian Drew Lynch's show.
Oh, hey, everything okay?
Oh, no.
Is there a medic in the house at all?
The video is just bonkers. bonkers.
I was shook up watching the video. Drew is going to actually be at the Tacoma Comedy Club this weekend, and he joins us now. Drew, what an experience that was, probably unlike anything else you've ever experienced on stage.
Yes, it was one of the craziest things that has ever happened. Not that I'm saying it's a common occurrence that people pretend to have a heart attack in order to get out of seeing the rest of my show. It seems to happen every weekend at this point, so we're not even sure if this is valid, what happened.
Everyone wants that social media clout now, Drew. I don't know what...
I know. I'm sick of it. It's becoming my thing. I'm the comedian where people leave.
They can leave life. No. Thankfully, yeah. The guy's okay, though, huh?
Yeah, he is, and he's awesome. Honestly, the day after that happened, my friends and I, we went to go see him in the hospital and just kind of, just meet him, cheer him up, finish the show, just get to know him and his family. And, we pretty much text every day since then, wow. The guy and I. And I told him, I was like, I'm going to be really, really annoying the next, few weeks because I want to know how you're doing. I really want to know, why you left and how rude that was, how rude it was to peace out and just task me with getting the show back on track. What a job. I was so mad at him.
Did he get a free ticket out of it? Was that part of the plan too?
Absolutely not. I'm charging him double next time.
Trying to steal the show like that? How dare he?
What a jerk.
Yeah.
It was, Drew, unbelievable how quickly, though, the crowd kind of sprung into action. You had a couple nurses in the crowd that were performing CPR. I mean, what a story. And just the way that you reacted and the way that you thanked the crowd, that was part of what was so just meaningful watching that video back.
Well, thanks, but it really has nothing to do with me at all. I mean, I mean that genuinely. It was just like the people in the crowd, I mean, everyone just kind of fell into their role, and it was just so silently understood. Everything was just completely quiet, but still deliberate. I mean, people were like moving, people were started rearranging the furniture to make a path for when the paramedics did arrive. Someone said, I'm gonna start performing CPR. And then another person said, I'll be your second. And then people were rotating in and out of taking compressions on him when somebody got tired. And then other people said that they were going to monitor vitals. Someone else, we opened the doors out front to see if there was a car there out front. Then there was, so someone moved their car. So when the paramedics got there, they had a clear path. It was truly like being in like an operating room. Like it was that quiet. I mean, it was that quiet, but that like busy. It was unlike anything I had ever seen. And I said this, and I meant it. It was just, I mean, it was like witnessing a miracle. Everyone just, there was no time to hesitate and think about, do I know this person? Do I want to get involved? And am I aligned? Is there going to be some sort of precaution? Like there was no ego about any of it. So it just you don't see that anymore. You really don't. You don't see people who even look up from their phone to help somebody. So the fact that no one was even on their phone, here's this thing that was like, there's an opportunity for someone to film or do it or whatever. No one did that. Everyone just understood what had to happen at that time. He was dead for over 5 minutes. He had no pulse. And then they revived him before the paramedics got there. Like just before the paramedics got there, the town basically saved this guy. So yes, it's nothing like anything that's ever happened at a show, but it didn't have anything to do with me at all. It was just, it was just so beautiful to see.
And we're talking with Drew Lynch, who's going to be at the Tacoma Comedy Club this weekend. Go to tacomacomedyclub.com. But you say that, Drew, but like, had he been somewhere else, I mean, I, of course, woulda, coulda, you never know. But like, it's surreal to think that had he been anywhere other than your show, quite possibly the right people at the right time would have not been there for him.
Yeah, man, I could have been in Florida. I could have been in Florida. That's what I keep saying. I wake up every day and I say that. I could be in Florida right now. It's true that the timing was everything. I mean, people talked about this too. Is like he could have had this heart attack, and had he gone to the show like the night before, and then had the heart attack the day that he had it. He would have been in his home, and no one would have found him until the next morning. So he would have died. I don't know. It's one of those things that's like, even the fact that we got to go see him in the hospital the next day. It wasn't about us. It was just about like trying to cheer this guy up and how like what it is that what it is that we do can kind of, you know, make us feel like we're closer to one another. That's what was special. The fact that so many people had seen this video, like, you know, yeah, the comics were like, hey, I saw your video. And it's like, it's not my video. And that's not the point. The point of the video is like, dude, like, how cool is it that you get to see people perform CPR and it works successfully?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm taking a class this week to get reacquainted with CPR. So it's just so important.
This might be a strange question to ask you, Julian. Like, was it tough to get back on stage after that? Because I mean, that is a traumatic thing to experience, to witness in front of your own eyes. Here you are performing, trying to bring joy to a lot of people, and you witness somebody, I mean, die for a second. Was it tough to get back on stage after that?
Yeah, it absolutely was. I mean, it was just tough just because I was so many comics up until this point have been like, how did you, you know, what were you thinking? Like, were you thinking of like the next line that you were going to use to try to, you know, kind of bridge the gap? And I honestly think it was the fact that no one was thinking about the next thing. No one was thinking anything past just getting him back to life. Like, that was it. There wasn't any thought of the show. There wasn't any thought of anything. And it really just made this beautiful, like, it like kind of sculpted into this whole other show that, you know, we didn't even think was going to be what it was because of the events that happened.
Plus, you gave a great premise for a future episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, in like a real funny episode of Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. That's what Grey's Anatomy's always been missing, with comedy. Yes.
Drew Lynch is bringing his comedy to the Tacoma Comedy Club this weekend. Hopefully things will be quite a bit, you know, less eventful this weekend in Tacoma for you, Drew.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of like, I'm used to it now, so I'm hoping that, you know, the stakes just keep raising, you know?
Two heart attacks.
We got to top this.
Yeah. If you don't have a heart attack, do not come to my show.
Well, you can give Drew a follow on Instagram, @TheDrewLynch, and get your tickets for the Tacoma Comedy Club at TacomaComedyClub.com.
Thanks, Karen. Appreciate that.
Well, dude, thank you so much for taking some time out, and have a great time in Tacoma, and hopefully we don't see you online for any crazy stories like this, though.
Yeah, stay tuned. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Drew.
The Daily Mix Show.
How about you, Rockaholics? When did you witness a medical emergency? 206-803-ROCK. Tell us about the time you witnessed a medical emergency, or maybe you were the one that was the medical emergency.
Why are you looking at me when you say that? Because I have been to medical emergency.
I'm really lightheaded right now. Call 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Allison James. When did you witness a medical emergency? Or maybe you were the medical emergency that someone else had to deal with. Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us the story. Steve Miggs, we have someone on hold who saved a baby.
Ooh.
We're going to get that story in just a second. But first, Sam from Everett, when did you witness a medical emergency?
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Sam?
Hey, so I didn't really witness it exactly. This is probably last year. I was, one night I was having a few beers at home and, called my brother. He lives in Monroe to see what he was up to. And, he told me he was at the top of a tree in nothing but his underwear. He climbed a tree in the middle of the woods.
How old was he at the time?
I think like 32.
Was he on acid?
No, he was just drunk.
Okay.
It was a nice, clear night, and he saw the full moon. He wanted to get to the top of this tree to see the moon better, to take a picture.
While in his underwear.
Yeah, while in his underwear. I don't know how he got up there with just his phone in his hand and in his underwear. But anyways, I told him he needed to get down from the tree. And he's like, all right. So he starts climbing down. About halfway down the tree, he falls out and hits like every branch going all the way down. And I can hear every. And he hits the ground and phone flies off. It's on speaker. And, when he hit the ground, he like broke his shoulder.
Oh.
He had to get freeze and everything. He was like inches away from landing on his neck.
Oh my God.
Do you ever get nervous when he calls and it's like after 9 o'clock at night and you're like, oh crap, what's my brother up to now?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. But, no, I had to, he was in Monroe, so I was in Everett. So I had to call I had my girlfriend call the 911, and it took him forever to find him because he was in the middle of the woods. So they had like this, all these medical people were looking for him in the woods. He's like screaming.
Oh.
You know, as hard as he could because he fell out of the tree, so he's like winded and stuff. So,
And we're sure he wasn't on acid.
Imagine that phone call. Okay, officers, my brother's in the woods. What does he look like? Just look for the man who's wearing nothing but underwear with a bad shoulder.
Screaming. Yes. Katie, you're in Puyallup this morning. When did you witness a medical emergency?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Katie?
So I was a CNA about 10 years back, and I was living in downtown Puyallup. And I was coming home from work, and I see this lady on the side of the road, like, panicking. And so I had pulled over, and I was like, what's going on? And she said, my baby's not breathing. And I said, you know, what happened? And she said, he was having his bottle in the back seat, and he stopped breathing. So I said, give me the baby. And she was panicking. I said, give me the baby. And so I took the baby. I gave him a few back blows. Nothing happened. So I started CPR. And then after about a round of CPR and another few back blows, he coughed up what he was choking on, and he started breathing again. And that was one of the scariest moments of my life.
Oh, gosh.
Holy cow, Katie. Did you keep in touch with the mom?
I didn't, because by the time that EMS had arrived, like, EMS came in and took over almost as soon as he started breathing. And it was weird because we lived right by the Good Sam Hospital. So, like it was, you know, they were there almost instantly. So,
no, I don't know.
I didn't even get her name, you know, but all I'm happy about is that the baby was breathing. That's all I care about.
Do you remember what the baby was choking on?
She said that the baby was having a bottle in the back seat.
No, I mean, you said it, something came out of it, I was wondering if it was, like, was it part of the bottle, or was it like a Lego or something?
No, it was like milk, like the baby was having the bottle in the back seat while she was driving.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's terrifying. Choked while she was driving.
Good on you. I mean, for that, imagine your adrenaline after something like that.
Gosh.
I don't think I would be able to sleep for like a month.
Hero status. Sandra in Yelm, when did you witness a medical emergency, or when were you the medical emergency?
I was part of two medical emergencies within a month of each other. This was back in 97, so before cell phones. And the first one was my husband. It's called a therapeutic misadventure. So somebody made a mistake and something went wrong. But we were at home, and I found him. His lips were all blue. I instantly knew something was horribly wrong. Jumped on the phone, called 911, started CPR immediately, continued CPR all the way until the fire department got there and took over. He did not survive.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and so that was pretty devastating. I was 24.
Oh my gosh.
I had two kids. My youngest was a year and a half old, and my daughter was 4. And then, like, a month later, I'm at my dad's house, and I'm trying to, you know, still healing, and it might have even only been 3 weeks. And I went to the pool at his apartment, took the kids, just trying to spend time with them and stuff, and there was a birthday party going on. All of a sudden, I look up, and there's this kid holding another kid that he pulled up from the bottom of the pool, his face was all still in the water and everything. And then the mom grabs the kid out of the pool and is just standing there screaming, you know. So I get my son out of the pool, run over there, and I started CPR right away. And luckily, the craziest thing was seeing the water coming out of his eyes, out of the tear ducts, because he was so full of water. And but he came to before the ambulance got there. This was before cell phones, so somebody had to run back to their apartment to make a phone call to call 911. While me and a few other people who were there were all trying to help this kid and resuscitate him. And but we had him too, and he was okay, and everything before the ambulance even got there. But, you know, it was a very weird set of events
happened
so close together.
That is incredible.
That is just bonkers.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Are you CPR certified, Steve?
For kids. So I wouldn't be able to help
you. My wife.
No.
I feel really good about that.
But you're kind of immature, so I think I'll be all right. I think I got you taken care of.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs? Maybe you were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 because we gave out 3 correct answers for the upcoming game. And you can call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Miggs at 7:50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.